high school football games being played today and tomorrow. And one person who is in Detroit for the weekend, John Johnson. He's the communications director for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. John, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Rich. It's not quite as hectic here as it is at some of the stores that I watched on the Detroit television station at 6 o'clock
boy.
This morning. But we're getting ready to have some nice crowds in here and some championship football in some absolutely ideal conditions.
Yeah, and we've got four mid-Michigan area teams that are playing. Two of them play today, Fowler taking on Mendon and Ithaca against Constantine. Those are two of the four games being played today. The Fowler game's at 10. The Ithaca game is at 4:30. Which of the four matchups to you, John, which one is the most intriguing in your mind?
Boy, today's matchups, I think, are a little bit hard for me to call as far as, you know, which ones are going to be best. I guess if I had to say something on both of these days, I would probably go the big schools. Mm-hmm. Lowell and Birmingham Brother Rice play in the 1 o'clock game today. And Detroit Catholic Central and Detroit Cass Tech play in the 1 o'clock game tomorrow. And, of course, Lowell just had an absolutely wild ride up at CMU last week and won that game over Wall Lake Western in overtime. And then, but if you look on the other side of the coin there on Saturday, you know, mm-hmm. CC is one of the teams that's always great. But Cass Tech, third time only, that a PSL school has been in the final. And they've just been playing some absolutely ferocious defense down the line here in the state tournament.
And what I think the team here in the Lansing area that's been getting a lot of the attention is Lansing Catholic, the Cougars. They are 13-0. Tomorrow they take on Flint Powers Catholic. They're 9-4. Now, John, your offices, of course, are here in the Lansing area, so I'm sure you hear a lot about Lansing Catholic. Based on what you see and hear, what is it about this Lansing Catholic team that makes them just so good?
Max Sood and Cooper Rush. Max Sood and Cooper Rush are an absolutely dynamite catch and pitch combination. I had the privilege, and it indeed was a privilege, to see Cooper Rush's 8 touchdown pass performance, with several of those going to Max Sood in the regional final against Wajak a few weeks ago over at Old Holt Junior High. And I think the accuracy that Cooper Rush has. He's got a great touch with the ball. Max Sood can take a small gain and turn it into absolutely something large. But they're not the only ones on the team, and it's a total team effort. But those are two players that are worth the price of admission.
And another big game tomorrow, Pawamo Westphalia. They got their hands full. This great defense on this Westphalia team, taking on the top ranked team in the state in Division 7, an offense that averages almost 45 points a game. So that's going to be really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that will be. And, you know, the smaller school games are sometimes maybe the tougher to call. But Saginaw Nouvelle, being an independent, you know, they travel far and wide to get games. They played a team from Canada. Heck, Lansing Catholic played a team from Canada along the way this season. But PW coming out of the CMAC, that's one of the toughest small school teams in the league, in the state, small team leagues in the state. And so that ought to be a very interesting game.
Talking with John Johnson, he is the communications director for the Michigan High School Athletic Association here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. John, typically there are 8 games, and give us your take on how many fans normally turn out for each game. How many fans are there usually in attendance?
Well, we can't do a turnstile count on a per game basis, just mm-hmm. simply because we'll open up the doors at 9, and your ticket will get you in to see all 4 games today. I mean, $10 to watch 4 games is a heck of a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And but over the course of the day, we'll get almost 30,000 people each day. That just seems to be how the thing goes year in and year out. We get right around that 60,000 mark. Sometimes it drops down to 57,000, 58,000. Sometimes it goes as high as 65,000. And, we always say, how many people will come? We say 60,000.
Wow. So it should be definitely an interesting 2 days over at Ford Field in Detroit. The state high school football championship games, again, four teams from mid-Michigan trying to win state titles either today or tomorrow. John Johnson, Communications Director for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. John, thanks so much for your time this morning, and have fun in Detroit.
Well, thanks, Rich. And one quick plug, Fox Sports Detroit Plus is where you can watch the games today. Not regular Fox Sports Detroit, but Fox Sports Detroit Plus.
Yeah, definitely good to know. Thanks so much, John.
Okay, thanks, Rich.